Tan's hands itch, remembering how soft her skin was when she ran her fingers over her legs, when her lips grazed the pale skin of her neck, the same neck that's now hidden behind a high collar and a ruffle, the lips that are closed, the face bare of makeup, her fair skin glowing like white jade. Eldris, Princess Eldris.
Empress, Eldris says.
She bows a fraction longer, a fraction deeper than her escort. Her eyes, her wide blue eyes, rest on Tan, and she smiles.
Princess, it is good to meet you again.
Eldris. Of all people, she wasn't expecting Eldris. Tan remembers her, the same age, distant and unattainable at first. She remembers the night of the fire, stumbling out of the burning palace with the serving girl Ying, suddenly falling behind her as the entire court turned to look. And, in the center of that press of princes, Eldris's gaze resting on her, light and curious. Remembers the knock on her door a few months later, and the 17-year-old Eldris holding out a single rose to her with a crooked smile. There's nothing left to her but the frantic beating of her heart, all words scoured clean by fire, by memory. Princess, she says, finally, and then stops. You honor us with your presence.
Oh, it's nothing. It does me good to see the business of statehood,
Eldris says, her tone carefully neutral.
So good to see you children remember each other,
Mother says, but her gaze is sharp. Tan has never told her much about her time in Yosilis, but what has Mother worked out anyway?
Come, Princess, have some tea.
Mother pours effortlessly as Eldris sits. Her overcurious attendants...